September 9th, Wednesday. What is prayer? Through the past till today, until forever, Jesus is my way. This is our prayer. Let this be our only prayer. For in that prayer is Hezekiah's greatest answer. In that prayer is Elijah's victory. In that place of prayer is Paul's mission with the power to restore life to the world. As I'm in him, he's in me. I will forever proclaim that Jesus is the Christ. Your covenantal prayers are conveyed to heaven and are absolutely answered. God, who answered the prayers of the witnesses in the Bible, hears and answers your prayers today. Incense that rises to heaven. Exodus chapter 30, verse 6. And you shall put it in front of the veil that is above the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is above the testimony, where I will meet with you. God's children must take the wilderness path as they live on earth. However, it is the path that actually leads to his absolute plan of Canaan. The important fact is God's promise that he will be with you anytime and anywhere. Through the blessings of oneness in prayer and the throne, your thoughts, heart, body, and soul will enjoy God's presence. Then all the prayers of God's children will be placed in the same vessel with the incense. The secret of this incense is Christ. Then what are the blessings of the incense and the altar? Number one, build the altar of incense in front of the atonement cover and the ark of the testimony. Building the altar of incense in front of the atonement cover signifies enjoying the mystery of Christ, who completely solved the problem of original sin and Satan found in Genesis 3. When children of God pray in the name of Christ, the forces of darkness completely collapse. Constructing the altar of incense in front of the ark of the testimony means that you will enjoy the blessings of the ark. In addition, God's covenant that will be fulfilled. His protection and experiencing his blessings have already been given to his children. Number two, blessings regarding the altar of incense. It is essential to enjoy the blessings of the altar of incense every day. You can do this by holding on to the weekly pulpit message, saving everything through the gospel, and relaying the God-given covenant to the next generation. When you hold on to the covenant and pray, your prayers are conveyed to heaven, and God will answer them accurately. You must build the altar of incense in the name of Christ and remain inside the sure blessing of enjoying your prayers being conveyed to heaven. You can also pray that the altar of incense of the gospel given to you as a child of God will be connected to the blessing of saving and healing the 237 nations and raising remnants as the summit. Dear God, as I enjoy being with you, please fill me with the blessing of a witness who relays the gospel in my field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.